Arizona's low humidity makes for good hair days and good preservation qualities. And, as it turns out, good sake. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn reports on an uprooted entrepreneur who's found a perfect formula for making an award-winning Arizona brew.
Okay, so it's usually dry in Arizona, except for this rainy August day up in Holbrook, 90 miles east of Flagstaff. It's here Japanese native Atsuo Sakurai has made his home with his wife Heather and their three children.
Yeah, we came here to establish my own business. That was my dream. That is my dream.
Heather, who spent her teenage years in Holbrook, says the idea of planting a homegrown sake brewery in the middle of the desert left some people skeptical.
Some people were like, are you making that out of cactus? You know, aloe verde or whatever. I was like, no.
Sake is an alcoholic drink made from fermented rice, produced in a style similar to beer. Atsuo, who spent a decade in Japan working at a sake brewery, got his own 50-gallon ferment vats off eBay and made the rice press needed to filter the drink himself.
I'm brewing sake now. They're coming in here.
Yeah. His brewing chamber, decorated with letters from his children, is a specially made part of a freestanding garage. The sealed-off room has its own air conditioning unit to keep it a cool 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Walking in, you're blasted with a smell like musty sulfur.
This smell turns out to the super fruity and aromatic smell.
He shows me the two batches he has going, one almost ready to be pressed and bottled, the other just a few days into the fermenting process. Listen, and you can hear the young brew bubble. The yeast is going to town, breaking down the starch and releasing air bubbles. Atsuo walks me through the process. First, the California milled rice gets steamed, then mixed with a type of mold called koji that helps break down the starch. Then yeast is added before the mixture gets stirred, mixed with water, and sits in a vat for about 3 weeks before it gets pressed and filtered. He lets me stir the mixture with a large aluminum paddle, a task he does twice a day. Atsuo uses water from the Coconino Aquifer.
I heard that the water from Coconino Aquifer, in the city water, is the best water in Arizona.
Hydrologically speaking, the aquifer has relatively low amounts of dissolved solids in it. If you've ever had well water in Flagstaff, you've drank Coconino Aquifer water. Atsuo says he was surprised by the clean, high-quality tasting sake he ended up with from the combination of the quality water and dry air.
Nobody knows about that, I guess. Arizona people, you guys are really lucky.
Japan, an island country, is the opposite when it comes to humidity. Yuji Aso, a fermentation engineer at Kyoto Technological Institute, explains the science of using two microorganisms in the sake fermentation process over Skype.
So for sake, so we have to use two kinds of the microorganisms, yeast and mold.
Yeast and mold. Two tiny living creatures that can easily be contaminated by other outside creatures, ruining the taste. In Arizona, that dry air makes for less chance of contamination because a wet environment encourages microbes to grow, like germs.
This leads to the easy microbial contamination. In other words, it's hard to control the microbial growing.
Aso says in Japan, it's about 50% humidity throughout the year. In Arizona, it's easy to control for outside microbes at around 10% humidity, especially because Atsuo brews in such small batches.
The small batch scale is very reasonable to control the ferment.
Back in Atsuo's workspace, the meticulously organized, delicate glass tools and tubes almost seem like something you'd find in a science laboratory. To his wife, it's reminiscent of where they met. She was in Japan teaching English and took a sake brewery tour. He was her tour guide.
If you don't believe in love at first sight, then I'm going to tell you.
Heather, from here, is now one of the reasons Arizona has its first local sake, a drink that's won a gold medal for best non-Japanese sake back in Atsuo's home country. When I visit, he's completely sold out, but he has pressed some fresh for me to try today. He pours some out of a glass graduated cylinder into a paper cup for us to taste. I sip.
Yeah, it tastes super clean, just like really good water. like if water was alcoholic somehow.
I tell them I know one Japanese word, kanpai, and we toast as Atsuo explains his dream to keep making American sake here in the desert. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Holbrook.